The British government's decision to recognise the state of Palestine was long overdue. After months of bombardment, the starvation of an entire population, and the deliberate destruction of civilian life, this recognition is not a triumph. It is the bare minimum owed to a people whose very existence is under threat. The Palestinian people are not Hamas. They are families enduring famine, children buried under rubble, parents searching for food and safety. They are a nation whose rights have been denied for generations. Keir Starmer himself admitted that the hope of a two-state solution is fading, yet only now has he acted. He insists that the recognition is not a reward for terrorism and that all hostages must be released. These are important points, but they cannot erase the fact that Britain has been painfully slow to respond while civilians have been starved and killed. Israel's Prime Minister condemned the decision as absurd and a reward for terrorism, but the real absurdity is that the international community has allowed this humanitarian catastrophe to continue, while warnings from the United Nations experts that Israel's actions in Gaza amount to genocide still go unheeded, including here in the UK government. Recognition means nothing if it is not followed by urgent action, an immediate and lasting ceasefire, unrestricted humanitarian aid, and accountability for those who violate international law. The world must insist to an end to the illegal occupation and on a future where Palestinians and Israelis alike can live in dignity and security. This is not about political gestures. It's about saving lives now.